بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18. Actually, last 2 weeks we have from verse 1 up to verse 12. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the story. I think you need to get some of the Quran from here.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Let her read with you, she can. الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد.
الحمد
لله.
لله.
الذي.
الذي.
أنزل.
أنزل.
على.
على.
عبده.
عبده.
الكتاب.
الكتاب.
ولم.
ولم.
يجعل.
يجعل.
له. عوجا.
عوجا.
عوجا. قيما.
قيما.
لينذر.
لينذر.
بأسا.
بأسا.
شديدا.
شديدا.
من.
من.
لدنه.
لدنه.
ويبشر.
ويبشر.
المؤمنين.
المؤمنين.
الذين.
الذين.
يعملون.
يعملون.
الصالحات.
الصالحات.
أن.
أن.
لهم.
لهم.
أجرا.
أجرا.
حسنا.
حسنا.
ماكثين.
ماكثين.
فيه.
فيه.
أبدا.
أبدا.
وينذر.
وينذر.
الذين.
الذين.
قالوا.
قالوا.
اتخذ.
اتخذ.
الله.
الله.
ولدا.
ولدا.
ما.
ما.
لهم.
لهم.
به.
به.
من.
من.
علم.
علم.
ولا.
ولا.
لآبائهم.
لآبائهم.
كبرت.
كبرت.
كلمة.
كلمة.
تخرج.
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 من.
من.
أفواههم.
أفواههم.
إن.
إن.
يقولون.
يقولون.
إلا.
إلا.
كذبا.
كذبا.
فلعلك.
فلعلك.
لعلك.
فلعلك.
باخع.
باخر.
نفسك.
نفسك.
على.
على.
آثارهم.
آثارهم.
إن.
إن.
لم.
لم.
يؤمنوا.
يؤمنوا.
بهذا.
بهذا.
الحديث.
الحديث.
أسفا.
أسفا.
إنا.
إنا.
جعلنا.
جعلنا.
ما.
ما.
على.
على.
الأرض.
الأرض.
زينة.
زينة.
لها.
لها.
لنبلوهم.
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 أيهم.
أيهم.
أحسن.
أحسن.
عملا.
عملا.
وإنا.
وإنا.
لجاعلون.
لجاعلون.
ما.
ما.
عليها.
عليها.
صعيدا.
صعيدا.
جرذا.
جرذا.
أم.
أم.
حسبت.
أصبت
أن أصحاب
أصحاب
الكهف
الكهف
والرقيم
والرقيم
كانوا
كانوا
من
من
آياتنا
آياتنا
عجبا
عجبا
إذ
إذ
أوى
أوى
الفتية
الفتية
إلى
إلى
الكهف
الكهف
فقالوا
فقالوا
ربنا
ربنا
آتنا
آتنا
من
من
لدنك
لدنك
رحمة
رحمة
وهيئ
وهيئ
لنا
لنا
من
من
أمرنا
أمرنا
رشدا
رشدا
فضربنا
فضربنا
على
على
آذانهم
آذانهم
في
في
الكهف
الكهف
سنين
سنين
عددا
عددا
ثم
ثم
بعثناهم
بعثناهم
لنعلم
لنعلم
أي
أي
الحزبين
الحزبين
أحصى
أحصى
لما
لما
لبثوا
لبثوا
أمدا
أمدا
صدق الله العظيم. Actually, over the last previous two classes, alhamdulillah, sisters, we know the meaning of these 12 verses of the Quran. And actually, in summary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He will mention the story of the people of the cave. And actually, it is an amazing story which will clarify the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those whom they are true believers. Inshallah, from verse 13, which we will learn today, inshallah, we will learn about the whole story. So now I will read for you actually from verse number 13. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, I will read from 13 to 17 because it will be too difficult for you to read more than this, you know, because the words of this surah of the Quran, the words actually are not, you know, they are big words for you. So we will read inshallah five verses from this surah, but I will mention to you the whole story inshallah, so that you learn the whole story, because again and again, sisters, we are learning the Quran in order to know the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just to recite in Arabic without understanding, you know, the meaning, and without learning the lessons and getting the rules which we must follow in our life. So inshallah, now I will read. If you want to read after me, that's okay. Let us read together from verse 13 to 17. And then inshallah, I will tell you the meaning and the story of those people of the cave. And actually the cave, Surah Al-Kahf means the surah of the cave. So the surah has the name according to the story of those people whom we will learn their story today inshallah. So now we will learn, continue reading from verse number 13. Nahnu
ناقص
ناقص عليك
عليك
نبأهم
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 بالحق
بالحق.
In order to read or to recite the word بالحق again, sister, first the ba, then al, then حق. بالحق
بالحق.
I want you to say بالحق بالحق. Because to have it one word may be not easy for you, so always divide it. بالحق
بالحق.
إنهم
إنهم
فتية
فتية
آمنوا
آمنوا
بربهم
بربهم
وزدناهم
وزدناهم
again وزدناهم again, sisters, whenever you feel that you can't read, pronounce every letter separate. وزدناهم يلا together وزدناهم
وزدناهم
هدى
هدى
وربطنا
وربطنا.
Again I want you to look to the word وربطنا. There is a sukun above the ta. So whenever there is a sukun I will divide the word into two pieces. وربطنا
وربطنا
على
على
قلوبهم
قلوبهم
is
is
قاموا
قاموا
فقالوا
فقالوا
ربنا
ربنا
رب
رب
السماوات
السماوات
والأرض
والأرض
لن
لن
ندعو
ندعو
من
من
دونه
دونه
إلها
إلها
لقد
لقد
قلنا
قلنا
إذن
إذن
شططا
شططا
هؤلاء
هؤلاء
قومنا
قومنا
اتخذوا
اتخذوا
من
من
دونه
دونه
آلهة
آلهة
لولا
لولا
يأتون
يأتون
عليهم
عليهم
بسلطان
بسلطان
بين
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 فمن
فمن
أظلم
أسلم
ممن
ممن
افترى
افترى
على
على
الله
الله
كذبا
كذبا.
الله العظيم. Actually regarding the recitation from the Quran I will stop with you up to page number verse number 15 because we will repeat it twice. This is more than enough. If you can read from one to 15, you know, this is more than enough, alhamdulillah, because I prefer to move slowly while you are sure what you are reading it.
Okay, the Allah, what do we have, like, when the lam is written, there's yes. Something like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Let us now learn the story of the people of the cave because it is very important for every Muslim who is reciting Surah Al-Kahf every Friday, inshallah, to have the protection of Allah and actually to have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins. You must understand, you know, the message of Surah Al-Kahf. Okay? Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, we will start to know about the story of the people of the cave. So what is the story of the people of the cave? Actually, it is a story of young men. Okay? The people of the cave, they were young men. Okay? And actually, they are of young men, and one day they went out to one of the festivals of their people. They used to gather once a year outside the city so that they can worship the idols and offer the sacrifice to them. Those young men, okay, they were part of a people whom they were idol worshippers. Every year, once per year, they will have their festival and they will go out of the city in order to sacrifice, to have sacrifice for their idols. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, they had an arrogant king who was called Didanius, who actually encouraged the people to do that. He worshipped idols and he liked all his people to worship the idols. When the people went out to attend these gathering idol worshippers, these young men went out with their fathers and their people, and when they saw their people actions with clear insight, they realized that this sacrifice must be dedicated to Allah and not to the idols. So they start to leave the festival one by one, okay? And at the end, they noted that they are a group of young men. They are totally separated from their people. And actually, they meet together, you know, and they start to discuss together, you know, about what is going on with their people. And they decided and agreed to become brothers in faith. And actually, they have a place where they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They plan only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem was their king. their king was after anyone who is not agreeing to worship the idol. So their king and their people were after them, and actually they asked them to worship the idols and to stop worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those young men, they were brave and they were trustful. So they said the truth to their king. They told him that we want to worship Allah only and we don't want to worship the idols. So actually it was the problem that their king refused, and he warned them and he threatened them. And he actually commanded that they must be kept, you know, in a prison. But those young men, they managed to escape, and actually they decided that they must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala away from their people. So they escaped and they fled to the cave where they sought refuge. Then their people noticed that they were missing, and the king looked for them again. They tried to find them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed them from their people and from the king, so no one can find them, and they were now inside the cave, okay, escaping with their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, the cave which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the place for them, you know, to have this actually amazing story of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a lot of his mercy to shower those young men whom they are believing in Allah and they insist to worship none but Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the sun, okay, suppose they are now inside the cave. They are in need of the sun. Every human being is in need of the sun. We cannot live without the sun 12 months per year. You know, there are some days, you know, in the very snow area, for example, up in America, in North America or in Canada, there are some weeks you can't see the sun. But you cannot live without the sun totally. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the sun that the sun will touch the cave while it is rising, and the sun will also give, you know, the light to the cave while it is coming down. So they will be exposed to the sun. They will have the touch of the warmth of the sun twice per day, while the sun is rising and while the sun actually is, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I have to use the same word. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, when the sun will be, you know, coming down, okay, at the time of, you know, Ghurub al-Shams, when the sun will be down, okay. And I want you to know, subhanAllah, you know, sister, that this is the best time to be exposed to the sun rays. The best time to be exposed to the sun rays is at the early time of the day, at the end of the day. In between from 11 to 5, you know, or 11 to 6, this is the very dangerous time of exposure to the sun rays. This is the sun rays which is causing the cancer. So subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, so long time at the time of the people of the cave, it was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make those young men to be exposed to the sun at the best time of the sun rays, at the early morning and just before the sun will be down. Okay? Sunset, yes, before the sunset. I want to say the word sunset. Okay. Then, this is number one regarding the sun. Actually, they have their dogs with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the dog to be outside the cave, so that, you know, he will give the impression to everyone, you know, that there is, you know, nobody inside, because the dog is on the door of the cave. Okay? But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for that people? Now, sisters, let us try to reflect in order to try to realize the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can realize the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily life trials. Okay? Everyone in this life is living trials. Why? Because life is a test. But we must believe that it is the mercy and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is always the source to save us from our trials. So when you know the story of the people of the cave and you reflect on the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be insha'Allah able to realize that insha'Allah there is always a solution going on for your trial, but you don't know it and you can't imagine it, because it is the wisdom of Allah and it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this knowledge is only to Allah. The situation was that there is a king whom he is not accepting anyone to worship except the idol. And there are a group of young men whom they insisted that they will never worship the idol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to save those young men. How can Allah, out of His wisdom, save those young men? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to sleep inside the cave. You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can think that this is the only solution for this young man? And who is able to do that solution except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when, yes, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, this is what you learn from the Quran. You feel Allah, you feel the power of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the wisdom of Allah behind any decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I know this, I tell to myself, so inshallah, also the mercy of Allah is around me in my trials, but I can't understand it. All praise to Allah. This is how the Quran will touch your heart and how you will be always connected with the Quran in the need of the meaning of the Quran, because it is the source of the support and the healing and the cure for the spirits of the human being. This is the book of Allah and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the wisdom behind the story of the cave is that you realize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for the saving of someone, it will be Allah's commands, it will be Allah's wisdom, it will be actually Allah's knowledge, which we know not, which we realize not, which we can't reflect it. Just we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that Allah is there, His mercy is there, His help is there, His support is there. And inshallah, while I am in the middle of my trial, I am sure that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now making for me an outlet, and inshallah it will be very soon and very close to me. This is how the believers have to handle the Quran and they get the benefit of the Quran. It is not just a story of some young men whom they escaped to the cave and the king was after them. No, this is not the story of the people of the cave. The story of the people of the cave is the story of the wisdom and the mercy and the help and the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the true believers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned and to save them, they are saved. But the king is there, the people is there, the punishment is there. This is or powerless, because the only power in the life decided to save that people, those people. That's it. Okay? So sister, this is the Quran. I want you always to leave the Quran with your heart, so that the Quran will be always, inshallah, the source of cure for your spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them that as soon as they entered the cave, they slept. Okay? How long they slept? They slept 300 years and a night. Okay, we can say it with our tongue, but you cannot imagine it with your mind. 300 years and a night. Okay, when we sleep, actually 9 hours. Okay, we feel it is long sleep. When someone sleep one whole day, 24 hours, you know, they say this is very, very long sleep. Okay, when someone live for 99 years, this is too long lifespan. But those young men, they slept 300 years and nine. Sister, this is again and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is how their bodies was alive. How their mind was still alive. This is the sun. The sun was all the time touching, giving the heat to their bodies, so that their bodies will be having a heat and it will not die. Their bodies was still alive. But for example, their hair, you know, was too long. Their nails was too long, you know, because it is 309 years, but they were still alive. And again, sisters, hold on. You know, this is not the Prophet, sister, that they sleep the 300 years, you know, and they are still alive. The problem is that you must realize that when every one of us sleeps, this means that this is a form of death. Okay, so let us all realize this fact also, that when I sleep, my spirit will be up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may send it down or not, it is up to Him. So you must realize that sleeping is a form of death. So when the people were, you know, to check those young men, they were under the impression that they are dead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a sign that they are not dead. What is this sign? This sign is mentioned in the Quran, their eyes were still opened. You know, when you sleep, we always sleep with closed eyes. Okay? But for those young men, their eyes were still opened. Subhanallah. So that when everyone will look to them, he will be so frightened and he will escape. You see? So it is the story, you know, sisters, when you read it from the Quran, inshallah, we will read it in detail the next week in Arabic, inshallah, you will realize that, you know, that the goal of that story is to feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there in that story. Is to feel that the one who will be able to change your situation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be sure that there is no, you know, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah His will, there is no limitations for the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah saved those young men. Allah kept them for 309 years. Their bodies were still alive. Their spirits were still alive. No one touched them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be alive again. Allah made them to be resurrected again. After 300 years and 9. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be alive again, so that, you know, they will start to check together what is going on. When did we sleep? So they were under the impression that they slept part of a day. Because they entered the cave at the beginning of the day and they waked up at the end of the day. So they were under the impression that, for example, that they slept at 6 o'clock in the morning and they waked up at 6 p.m. at night. This is what they feel. They feel that it is maybe a day or a part of a day. Their problem when they waked up, what was the problem? They are hungry. For 309 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the feeling of being hungry or thirsty. This is again the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as soon as they are alive, they start to have the needs of the human being. They are looking for food. So they decided to send one of them with one coin to the market to buy the food for them. But they told him and they warned him, they are under the impression that they are still living in the time of that king, the arrogant, the tyrant one. They told him, be very careful. Because if they catch you or they caught you, they will be able to know our place and we will be lost. Be very careful when you are going to buy the food for us. Still, they don't know what is going on. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered them with His mercy, but they were not aware. Again and again, sister, this is happening to us in our worldly life. While you are in the trial or in hardship, under the impression that I am alone, how can I handle? What will happen to me? I am so lonely, I am so poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always showering the believers with His mercy, but we are not aware. I am thinking, for example, that this problem with my daughter, what will happen? Oh Allah, it looks closed, there is no outlet. I am not aware that the outlet is there. And I am in my way to the outlet, but I am not aware. This is how, sister, we have to evaluate the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you have to have the relation with Allah, the top priority. Because He is the most merciful. And He is the one taking care of us. And He is the one making the outlets for us. And actually He is the support and the help and the cure and the medicine for everyone. Think only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must have Him the top priority because I will be the one to get the benefit of that relation. Allah is not in need of to have a relation with any of His servants. But we are the one in need. So the one whom Allah loves will make Him the one to always look to have Allah the top priority. Why? Because I know. I know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and I know how I am in great need of him, and I know how he is merciful. So I can't live without this actually link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the one getting all the benefit of that link, as it happened to this young man. Because of the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah saved them, and alhamdulillah, they are mentioned in the Quran until the day of judgment. Then when actually, let us continue the story, then actually when that man, one of them young men, he went to the market and he gave the coin to one, to buy the food, okay? That man who get the coin, he was so surprised. He thought that he had a treasure. That man, he found a treasure. Because that money was used 300 years ago. It is not used anymore now. So he started to ask him about the problem. So actually that young man, he was so afraid. He told him, where is the king? What happened with the king? What are you believing? They told him, you know, that generations after generations, you know, passed, and that the king already, you know, is dead. And now they are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be very happy to meet him and to meet the other young men whom they are in the cave. But again and again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep the secrets of the reality and the truth only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they went with that young man to the cave to see the rest of them, he told them, wait outside the cave, I will go and inside and I will mention to them the reality, because you know it will be a very big shock for them to know that 309 years already passed. When he entered the cave, Allah made all of them to die. You see, they didn't talk with anyone. They didn't. Subhanallah. At the time when Allah decided that they are saved, they are dead. You see? So again, sisters, when you know the end, you tell to yourself, I need time to reflect on that story. Subhanallah, no one can understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind the events of our life. You must believe in this. People are trying, to find actually causes for their problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting me for that problem because of this and that. If I remove this, this will happen. If I do that, this will happen. My dearest believers, this is totally wrong attitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must believe that Allah knows and you know not. Allah can and you can't. Allah have the decree and you don't have anything. Allah is the power. Allah is the will. Allah is the mercy. We are powerless. We don't have any, actually our will can't work except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually have a mind. Have a mind in this life. Just live as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. Allah created you to worship Him. That is to say, to follow His commands for His sake, looking for His pleasure, and looking for the reward from Him. I am created for this. Regarding the decree, regarding the events, regarding the future, regarding the actually provision, regarding anything, this is none of your business, oh mankind. This is the business of the Creator, the owner, the one who knows, the one who controls all the affairs. So, as human being, believers in Allah, now we know the story of the people of the cave, which is full of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we try to reflect on this story for years and years, we will never be able to realize the reality of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we just say all praise to Allah that we are created Muslims, and that inshallah we are believers, and inshallah we are learning the Quran, and inshallah we have a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to prove to yourself that inshallah you are one of the people whom they are created for the happiness in this life and in the hereafter, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the people of the happiness, Allah make it easy for them to do the deeds of the happiness. What are the deeds of the happiness? Believe in Allah plus good deeds for the sake of Allah. That's it. This is the proof of the happiness. It is not the PhD, no. It is not the best husband, no. It is not the best car, no. It is not the best shape, no. It is only the good heart Okay, this is the heart which Muslims forget about it completely now. The truthful heart, the believer heart, and good deed continuously. If you are living your life with these two, you are one of the people of the happiness. But I am poor, but I am weak, but I am in need of the people. None respects me. I don't have a position. I am renting a two-bedroom. But still, you are one of the people of the happiness according to the rules of the one who owns the life, who owns everything. And those whom they have everything in this life, but they don't have the true belief, okay, and we are talking about the Muslims, and they are not doing the good deeds, okay, but they have everything, they are people of the misery, and their life in reality is miserable. Whether it is clear or not, this is none of our business. None knows the reality of the feelings of the hearts except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can come to, you know, to a big meeting, and I am having, you know, a clothes with or a dress with $2,000, and I have a ring with $50,000, and I have a car with $100,000, and I am putting a mask on my face to clarify to everyone that I am the most happy. But just before coming to that meeting, I have two tablets of antidepressant. Okay, yes, two tablets, yes, alhamdulillah, okay, and I drink two wine, okay, in order to forget also, okay, then I put the mask and I come. Then everyone will say, mashallah, mashallah, people of happiness. Yes. And the one cleaning the place where we meet, okay, she is a true believer. And actually she's living in one bedroom and she has only one clothes with $2, but she is one of the people of the happiness. This is the reality of the worldly life, sister. Don't deceive yourself. There is no time. Worldly life is very short, more than you imagine. So don't follow the corruption. People doesn't want to believe the truth. None of my business. I know the truth from the Quran, very clear. It touches my heart. That's it. All the people don't like it. They are not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am very sorry for them. But for myself, all praise to Allah. I see the truth. I follow the truth. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends you on Saturday to the masjid in this very hot weather to learn the words of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are a true believer doing good deeds. Alhamdulillah. So when you return home, you have to be very happy. If one sister will call you and tell you, I was in, you know, in the mall today, and mashallah, 75%, and I bought a lot. I was so happy in the mall. But I was under the impression that, you know, you are not so happy in the masjid. What I am supposed to tell her, Sister Muhiba? Yes. You have to tell her, alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. You were happy and I am also happy. And on the day of judgment, we will realize who was having the true happiness. Because most of the people nowadays are not aware what is the true happiness. Okay? So again and again, sisters, I want you to know about the story of the people of the cave. I want you always, when we learn the Quran, we learn the message of the Quran. The message of the Quran is that it is the will of Allah, it is the mercy of Allah, it is the decree of Allah to save those people because they deserve to be saved up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who controls all the affairs. And inshallah, next week I will continue with you about this, alhamdulillah, the story of the people of the cave. Let us now recite from verse 1 to verse 15, and we will continue next week, inshallah. So now we'll start to recite, and you recite after me, inshallah, from the start. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, sorry, alhamdulillah. I will read one by one. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Alhamdulillah.
لله. الذي.
الذي.
أنزل.
أنزل.
على.
على.
عبده.
عبده.
الكتاب.
الكتاب.
ولم.
ولم.
يجعل.
يجعل.
له.
له.
عوجا.
عوجا.
أيوة.
قيما
لينذر
بأسا
شديدا
من
لدنه
ويبشر
المؤمنين
الذين
يعملون
الصالحات
أن
لهم أجرا حسنا
ماكثين
فيه
أبدا
وينذر
الذين
قالوا
اتخذ
الله
ولدا
ما لهم
به
من علم
ولا
لآبائهم
كبرت
كلمة
تخرج
من
أفواههم
إن
يقولون
إلا
كذبا
فلعلك
باخع
نفسك
على
آثارهم
إن
لم
يؤمنوا
بهذا
الحديث
أسفا
إنا
جعلنا
الأرض
زينة
لها
لنبلوهم
أيهم
أحسن
عملا
وإنا
لجاهلون
ما
عليها
صعيدا
جرزا
أم
حسبت
أن
أصحاب
Who is reading with me? No, please let me read. I'm reading. Let me read. Someone reading with me? I feel.
أن
أصحاب
الكهف
والرقيم
كانوا
من
آياتنا
عجبا
إذ أوى
الفتية
إلى
الكهف
فقالوا
ربنا
آتنا
من
لدنك
رحمة
وهيئ
لنا
من
أمرنا
رشدا
فضربنا
على
آذانهم
في
الكهف
سنين
عددا
ثم
بعثناهم
لنعلم
أي
الحزبين
أحصى
لما
لبسوا
أمدا
نحن
نقص
عليك
نبأهم
بالحق
إنهم فتية آمنوا
بربهم
وزدناهم
هدى وربطنا
على
قلوبهم
إذ قاموا
فقالوا
ربنا
السماوات
والأرض
لن
ندعو
من
دونه
إلها
لقد
قلنا
إذا
شططا
هؤلاء
قومنا
اتخذوا
من
دونه
آلهة
لولا
يأتون
عليهم
بسلطان
بين
فمن أظلم
ممن
افترى
على
الله
كذبا.
Now I want to tell you sisters, can I have the Arabic Quran? Oh, this one. I want to tell you sisters, inshallah, how many good deeds you have it today just from recitation of these verses of the Quran. One page of the Quran, because we counted the good deeds in every one page of the Quran. One sister, alhamdulillah. One by one. Okay, in every one the average is 5,000 good deeds. Okay, so today you read this one around 7,000 twice. At least you have 15,000 to 20,000 good deeds just from recitation. Alhamdulillah. So that you know, sisters, you evaluate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He allows you to come to the masjid and to recite the Quran. It is the will and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send you. Some people maybe come to the door of the masjid, then they left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't decree for them to have at least, this is the basics, okay? 20,000 good deeds from recitation of the Quran. So you always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, not to any human being, only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is allowing you to have this mercy. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahim, inshallah, today we will continue to have our Arabic class, and today inshallah we will start from the letters Sin and Sheen. Now I will tell you about these two letters. Now we will learn one family. Okay, this family consists of two letters. Okay, this is one letter, this is the second letter. Okay, you will tell me now what I am supposed to know about this letter. Okay, actually let me write to you as it is written in the notebook so that inshallah you can follow with the notebook. Okay, the letters are the letter Sin. Okay, it can be written like this or like this, and the letter Sheen. Okay, like this or like this also. Okay, so number one, we will start to know why these two letters are one family. Actually, because they are similar in the way of writing. When you write the Sin, one member, the same one you write the other one. So, because they are similar in the way of writing, they are one family. But the difference is that one of them doesn't have any dots, the other one has three dots. Okay? So today we will learn a family consists of two members. They are similar in the way of writing. One of them has no dots, the other one has three dots. Okay? What is the name of these letters? Okay, the first one is the name is Sin. I don't want you to care for the name, but I want you to know the name. But this is not important. What is important for me is how to pronounce the letter. It is like the letter S. Like the word when you pronounce son. I want you, sister, to say three times and to feel the first letter. Son.
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 This S is equal to that letter.
So when I see that letter in the Arabic, I tell to myself, this is the S. Okay, this is equal to S. How you pronounce the S? S, S, S. Like that, okay, the S. How you pronounce the S? I will clarify to you now, inshallah. So this is number one is S. This is the sister. Because she is a sister, she will have also the S, but because she has three dots, now I am trying to make it more close to your mind, because she is having an addition in Arabic, she will have also an addition in English. Okay, so it is equal, shh, shh. When someone talks, and the other one is not a very nice person, he will tell him or her, shh. But this is not good attitude. Refused in Islam. This is not good. This is haram to tell to someone, shh, as if he is, you know, a bear, you know, like an insect. Shh. Because in Arabic, you know, when you will have a fly, okay, you will do the fly, shh, shh, to move the fly. So they use the same way to use it with the human being. Shh. This is not good at all. Okay? But just to remember, this is shh. Like the sun. So when you want to remember seen, sheen, always remember sunshine. Okay? I want you to write this in your notebook. Sunshine. This is the seen. This is the sheen. Okay? So the sentence which is sunshine always remind me with two Arabic letters. This is the S. Is the S. Okay, this is the sin and the SH is the sheen. Okay, so alhamdulillah now, I learned today two letters. What are these two letters? These two letters are sunshine. Cut it close because I want to get rid of these two. Okay, sunshine. So when I tell you, sister, what do you learn today? You tell me, sister Mona, I learned the S and I learned the SH. Okay, very good. I tell you, what is this? You tell me this is the scene. How I remember the scene? Small plate, very deep one. Okay? The other one, the same. Sheen, small plate, a big deep one. And three dots. Alhamdulillah. So you will tell me now, Sister Mona, this is the scene, this is the S. Okay, I pronounce it like S, we will now say it together, and this is the sh. Very good. But again and again, sisters, I want you by time to learn the rules of the Arabic, you know, language. Whenever I have a letter like this or like this, this means that I can't write it like this at the beginning. I can't connect a letter with something like this. Okay, so you will tell me now we learn, because this will be coming in many letters. Whenever I have a letter with, you know, this end, I always remove it when I want to connect, when I want to write it at the beginning, and I make it a straight line, okay, so that I can connect another letter on the same line, whatever letter, or the letters are mostly written on the line. So I must remove this big drop, and I will make it like a straight line so that we can connect. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the letter seen and the letter sheen can be written like this only at the end. At the end of the word. For example, I will give you an example now, alhamdulillah. Okay. This word is shams. Okay. For those whom they don't know yet. Okay, now this is the sheen at the end. It has its curve. This is the sheen at the beginning. It has the straight line. Why it is a straight line? So that it can be connected with another letter. So now, alhamdulillah, I learned two letters, sun, shine. Okay, these two letters, actually, I can write them in the beginning different from writing them at the end because they have this big curve. That's it. This is the sheen and the sheen. Now we will read the sheen and the sheen with the short vowels, with the long vowels, and with everything. And inshallah, you will realize that these are two very simple letters to learn in Arabic. Sun, shine. Okay? Right. Now we finish page 18. Now I want you to move with me to page number 19. In page number 19, we will start to read the sin and the sheen with the vowels. Okay? So let us read them with the vowels together. so that you realize that you already learned these two letters. Now we say that the letter sin is like the S, okay? So now we will start with the short vowels, okay? I will read and you read after me, then I will ask one of you to read alone, inshallah. This I have the letter sa, the, okay, sa, su, si, sa, sha, shu, shi, sha. Then I have sa, long vowels now, I move to the long vowel, sa, su, si, sha, shu, shi,
sa, su, si, sa, sha, shu, shi, sha, sa, su, si, sa.
Daniel, can you read it?
Sa, su, si, sa, sha, shu, shi, sh, and sa, su, si, sh, and shu, and shi. Did I say it?
Oh, yes, okay. Sister, can you read it? Because you are a beginner, I want to read it.
Sa, su, si, sa, sha, shu, shi, sha. Sa, su, si, sha, shu, shi.
Excellent. I want you now, all of us, sister, get please the page 24. Page 24, because we will start to revise the vocabulary. Because I want you, as soon as you know how to pronounce the word, okay, immediately you try to, you know, use the word, the letter in a sentence, so that you realize the letter is clear in your mind or not. Okay, now we will start with the first word. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, now I will write for you the word here, sister, and we will read it together. Again and again, sister, I want to clarify to you one thing. It is not the logic, it is not the intelligence, it is only how you know the letters by heart. This is how you can recite the Arabic very simply. Okay, now when I look to this word, okay, I notice that I have three letters. So I tell to myself, let me analyze it. Okay, so this is number one, is the letter sa with a plus. So now, how can I read this first one of the vocabulary? Can you read it? Okay, go on.
Sajada.
Very good. Sajada. All of us together three times.
Sajada.
Again.
Sajada.
Again.
Sa-ja-ja.
Excellent. Now I will write the second word, okay, and I will analyze it while you are trying to read it, then please raise your hand. This is again. So now, sister, the homework for these 2 weeks, I want you to have the vocabulary. I will finish with you, inshallah, all the letters in these two pages. I want you to analyze, you know, like this, to analyze every word as I am analyzing, okay, and to write every page of this 10 times. Inshallah, inshallah, on 11th of July, I will be after having these papers. This one 10 times, this one 10 times. You have more than, you know, 20 days. This one 10 times, this one, every one of them 10 times. I will finish it with you now. I will revise and I will write everything. Okay, this is the only way, otherwise you will forget the whole Arabic. Okay, because all the letters are here. Now, what is this letter? All of us together?
Sa.
Sa. Okay, this is Sa. What is the next letter?
Ha.
Ha. Okay, and then I have the Alif preceded by a Fatha. Okay, so it is Saha. Ba. Okay, so all of us together,
Sahaba.
Again,
Sahaba. Sahaba. Sahaba.
Okay, next word. Actually, it is Sahaba because we have sukun. Okay, Sahaba. Sahaba.
Okay. Okay. Next word. Okay. What is the first letter? Ha. Because it has a fatha. What is the next one?
Si.
Because it has a kasra. Okay. Si and then ra. Okay. With a fatha. Ha. Si. Ra. All of us together. Again. Again. Next one is more easy. Okay. Okay, number four. Okay, I will mention it to you. This is the kha with the fatha. It will be kha. Okay, then I have the alif preceded by a fatha. The alif will be what? Long vowel. The alif will be long vowel. Long vowel. So it will be kha. Then I have the ss with kasra. Sin with kasra. Si. So it will be kha. خاسر 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 okay all of us and please repeat it 5 times
خاسر خاسر خاسر
okay next is okay بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم what is this letter now ش with a فتحة ش okay ش what is this جيم okay with what with فتحة جا okay so it is شا جا شجر 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 trees شجر repeat sister 5 times
شجر
all these actually are words from the Quran the next one إن شاء الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is this is more easy what is this letter
ب
okay because the well, how I know it is ب because the dot is below because it's below how I remember it is ب because the dot is below okay then I have the ش ش because I have these three dots when I see the three dots I say this is the ش So it is ba-sha-r, ba-sha-r, 5 times. The most important to pronounce.
Ba-sha-r, ba-sha-r, ba-sha-r,
ba-sha-r. Means people, okay? The next one is more easy, okay? The same, when I see the three dots, I tell to myself this is the sha, okay? Sha, with fatha, then ra. Shar.
Shar.
Shar. Shar. This is the evil. Okay? Shar. Shar. So when you have people whom they are, you know, evil people, you say, you know, Shar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Bashar Shar. Because they are people and evil. Okay? The two words are below each other. People and evil. Shar al-Bashar. Shar al-Bashar, the people whom they are full of evil. You see, now you will start gradually to know the meaning. So if you have time to memorize the meaning, these are words from the Quran. So when you will recite the Quran, you will be, you know, trying to know the meaning. Because you, if you have time, sister, try to memorize the vocabulary. But to me, the most important is to pronounce the Arabic now. This is up to you, inshallah. Okay, what is, so now alhamdulillah we have all the words about the sin and the jim. Now we will learn another family, okay, which is called sad and dal. Okay, now in this family alhamdulillah it is also related to the first one. This is the sin and the sheen and we agreed that this is the s and this is the sh. Clear? Okay, we finish this family alhamdulillah. This is family number one. Family number two today, inshallah, we will have it from page 20, sister. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now I want to tell you one thing. In Arabic, there are some letters. When you say these letters, okay, you pronounce them, you know, with a pressure. Okay, these are the letters, there will be a dot below, you know, the symbol, a dot below it. Now I have the S, okay, this is the S, the letter S, which is equal to the letter Sin. Okay, when I say Sajada, Sahara, Samir, Sami, when I pronounce the S here, okay, it is just a light one. But when I said Sabir, Sa, 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 this is, you know, the same S, but it is, you know, the one when I pronounce it, I am pronouncing it, you know, with a heavy letter. This is a light one, this is the heavy one. So now I will learn two letters. Both of them are heavy letters. Okay? So their symbols are the symbols of other letters, but they are the heavy version of that letters. Okay? What are these letters? These are the letter of the Fath and the letter of the Dad. When you tell me what is the relation between them, I tell you the same relation. They have the same way of writing, but the Dad is having a dot. Alhamdulillah. How to write it? You make like a semicircle, okay, high up semicircle, okay, and then you close it, okay, then you have a half one downstairs. Down. One half up, high, you close it, and then one high, one down, okay? The opposite direction. This is the most easy right way to write it. Now, alhamdulillah, I know how to write. So now, what is the symbol of this letter, Sister Mona? Saad and Daad are the heavy letters. So this means that immediately I will not give you new symbols. I will give you symbols of other light letters. So the Saad will be the heavy of the Seen. It will be S with a dot. Now I want you to tell me, when I tell you that the Daad is the D with a dot, what is the light D? What is the light? Yes, excellent. Dead. Okay? So now, in order to make, you see now, sister, alhamdulillah, you will learn many Arabic letters, but in a more simple way than at the beginning. Now, alhamdulillah, today we learn Sin and Sheen, alhamdulillah. Then I will learn another two. These other two, they are heavy. What is the meaning of heavy? This means that their symbols, I know it before. What are these symbols? It is S with a dot and D with a dot. Excellent. S with a dot is the letter, you see how I am writing it? Saad. Okay? So this means Saad is like the Sin, but it is a heavy one. Alhamdulillah. The same way I pronounce the Sin, but heavy. Sa, sa, sa. So I want you to repeat after me. Sa.
Sa.
Look to my mouth.
Sa.
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 Sa. The more heavy, the more you pronounce it correctly. Sa.
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 Sa. Alhamdulillah. Regarding their sister, how you pronounce the letter Dal? Say after me. Da.
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 Now I will say Da.
Da.
Da. The same. You make a curve of your mouth, your tongue, and the heavy. Da.
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 Alhamdulillah. So today, regarding these two letters, it is very easy for me. Because this one remind me with the Sin, this one remind me with the Dal. Okay? The way I was pronouncing the Sin, it will be the same. Sin is S, but heavy. Alhamdulillah. Dal is G, but heavy. So now, the Saad and the Daad, alhamdulillah, are just heavy letters. Okay? I can use the same way about the other two letters, the S and the D, okay? But with heavy. Sa.
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 Da.
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 Okay, let us have the page of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 21. So that we will read this letter with the Fatha Dhamma Kasra, so that alhamdulillah we finish these two only. Also, I want you always to feel that Saad and Daad are very simple and very easy. Why? Because they are the same symbols of the Sin and the Dal, but heavy. Alhamdulillah, just heavy. Okay, so now I will read and you read after me, sister. Try to pronounce it so that your ear will be familiar with your pronunciation. This is the most important. Sa.
Sa.
Look to my mouth again, sister. Sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa again.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
sa. The long vowel sa. Su. Si. So it is again the big mouth. Sad is the big mouth. Okay? Again, sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
Sa.
Su.
See.
Okay, I will move to da now. Da.
Da.
Do.
Do.
Di.
Di.
Da.
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 Do.
Do.
Di.
Di.
Da.
Da.
Again, I want to hear you start to saying sister. Okay, I want the beginners to say, okay. I will not say, you say. What da. About the da with fatha? It will be?
Da.
Okay, keep on.
Do.
Okay.
Di.
Okay.
Da.
What about the long vowels?
Da. Do.
Di. Again?
Da.
Okay?
Do.
Okay?
Di.
Okay, so let us start again. We'll start the page from sa. Yalla, read after me. Sa.
Sa.
Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Sa.
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 Su.
Su.
Si.
Si.
Okay, da.
Da.
Do.
Do.
Di.
Da.
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 Si. Alhamdulillah. I get please for me the vocabulary word which is 24. Okay, now we will learn about the vocabulary of this sad and da. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Now what is the first word related to the sad and the da? I will write it for you, then we will analyze it together. So that sisters, you will realize that it will be very simple for you. The Arabic word, when you analyze it and when you know how to pronounce every letter. Just know the letters, then it will be the most easy for you. Now let us start one by one. First I have to analyze. This is the Saad with the Fatha, and this is the Ba with the Fatha, and this is the Alif preceded by a Fatha, and this is the Ha with the Fatha. So now I want to read, so I will say this is the Sa, and this is the Ba, Sa, and this is the Ba, and this is the A, and this is the Ha. Sa. صباح صباح. Okay, so the most important for me now is to pronounce sa.
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 Keep on sister five times.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Again.
Sa.
Alhamdulillah, all the words together. صباح.
Sabaha.
Okay, let us have one more easy word. This is the next one, is more easy. Okay, now I will analyze the word number two. This is the S, okay, with the dot, because this is the sad S with the dot with the fatha. Sa. And then I have the alif preceded by a fatha. It will be 2A. Then I have the ba. Okay, this is the bih. Actually, I am analyzing two in English. I want to analyze for you in Arabic. Okay, this is saad with fatha plus alif. Whenever you have the alif preceded by a fatha, write alif preceded by a fatha so that you tell yourself this is a long vowel. Okay, so that when you read it as a long vowel. I am analyzing this one now. Okay, and then this is the ba with the kasra, and then this is the ra with the sukun. So I will start now, because you are beginners, still I have the English in my mind. This is the S with the dot with the fatha. And this is the 2A long vowel. This is the ba with the kasra. And this is the ra with nothing. It is sa-ber. Sa-ber. Five times the sisters. No, I want you to move your tongue as I am showing you. Saber.
Saber.
Again.
Saber.
Again.
Saber.
Alhamdulillah. Next one is very easy. Please move to the next page. Okay? This is the next one. Very good. Very simple. This is the alif with fatha. It will be A. Look to my mouth, sister. A.
A.
A. A. Okay, then ri. Da. Da. Because this is the da. Dal with dot of da. It is ard. Ard. Five times, sister. Again. 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 Now I will give you a very nice word. You know what is this word? This is the D with the dot and the D without the dot. Because Dal is the D without the dot and Dah is the D with the dot. So it is Dad. How you can pronounce the heavy and the light one? Now I want to clarify it to you again. I meant to write this word so that you try to realize the difference between the heavy letter Dad. This is the Da. Da is equal to D with the dot and the fatah. This is the Dal. This is the Da, okay, with the fatah. You see now? Okay? So this is the heavy form and this is the light form. How to pronounce it? Dad. Da, da. The letter Da, it will be heavy. I will make my mouth rounded and a heavy one. Da. De. Do. De. Okay, keep it, sister, for five times. Do. De. Keep on. So that you feel both of them. One light, one heavy. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Now we will have the third family which is related. Inshallah, when you go home and you have time, you will feel it very easy and you will feel all of them close. But just now, alhamdulillah, because we are having all of them one after one. Okay. I want to give you some work for the, you know, because long time will stop. Okay, now, what is the next? The next is the third family. Okay? It is the same issue. Two sisters having the same way of writing, one with dot, the other one without dot. How to write them? Half a curve, then the line, then a line. This is the ta. How the other one? The. Just to make it a little bit. Okay, this is the simple way of writing. Okay, so now alhamdulillah, I will learn another two letters. Okay, what is the name of these two letters? Again and again, these are heavy letters. Very easy. Alhamdulillah. Whenever you have the heavy letters, it is more easy. Why? Because I will not learn a new way to pronounce. It is the same symbol, light one, but it will be heavy. Now, the ta is like T with a dot. What was the T without the dot? No. The T without the dot. Not ta. The T with the dot is ta. This one in English equal to what in Arabic? Ta. You see, sister, this is how you have to pronounce. It is the ta. Light. Ta. Ta. Repeat three times. Ta. 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 Like when the baby is walking, you say to the baby, ta ta. Ta ta. Ta ta. Not ta ta. This is ta. This is ta. Okay? So this is the ta. And this is the ta. Okay? So you always say to yourself, alhamdulillah, these heavy letters are very simple to pronounce because I get the light one and then I make it heavy. Okay? So this ta is like the ta. I get the ta and I say ta 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 ta. Repeat after me, sister, five times the ta.
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 Ta. Ta.
Again, rounded mouth.
Ta.
Keep on.
Ta.
Ta. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Very good. I will move to the sister. The sister is the same. These are heavy people. Tough people. Ta and the za and the sad and the dad are the tough letters. Heavy letters. Okay? How I can pronounce them? I will get the light one. Then I will pronounce it very heavy. This is the TH. What was the TH? Light. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. Very good.